What's up, everybody? Welcome to Friendship Frequency. This is a podcast where we talk about our real life struggles and what has worked for us. We get vulnerable and discuss our everyday lives, and we invite you to go on this journey to better yourself right along with us. I'm Tab Johnson.
And I'm Aaron Windhorn.
And this is who we are, and this is what we do.
What up?
I was ready that time.
Yeah. Back with another fine episode of the Friendship Frequency.
What up, people? How are we? Parents, how are we? We sent our kids back to school this week. It's my baby's final year. Full disclosure, I thought I was ready. Listen, definitely not ready. But so far, so good. And they're already out of school for tomorrow and Monday. So what was even the point, honestly?
Right. Full disclosure, this guy has no kids. So
yeah, Aaron has no kids, so he has to listen to me complain about my kids and not really complain about my kids, but go through the emotions of me dealing with my kids.
It's funny, you sent me that video of Jaden on your Ring camera.
Yeah.
Like every time videos like that pop up on my feed, they're just like fucking hilarious. Like some kid walking up to a Ring camera and talking to it. Hello. You want to be friends.
Yeah, I see. There was actually somebody in our neighborhood, because, you know, we have that Facebook page for my neighborhood or whatever. Somebody's kids over the summer were playing Ding Dong Ditch, and they got caught on the Ring camera, and they, like, licked their thumb and, like, cleaned the Ring camera off.
That's funny.
So. Yeah.
See, back in my day, we didn't have to worry about Ring cameras.
Nope. And they got them everywhere now. We have actual cameras in our neighborhood, like when you pull in the gate now. Which, honestly, as many times as we've had to pay for this gate, whatever.
I don't know how many times I walk around the neighborhood of the houses, like, behind my apartments. And I'm, like, walking along and I count, like, how many houses have, like, Ring cameras.
Yeah.
I'm like, that house got a Ring camera. That one. You get a Ring camera. You get a Ring camera.
Right? We even bought my mom one. Like, she didn't have one, and we just bought it a few months ago, a Ring camera for her. And she lives, in Fedweezy. Like, that's the hood. She lives in Twin Lakes, and it's the hood. So she needed a camera. Her truck was stolen twice out of the driveway. Like, my car was broken into there one time. Oh, so.
That's crazy.
Yeah, so far so good. Been a pretty good week, and
need some law and order going on here.
Yeah, good luck with that. Good luck with that. Been a good week, and what about you? How was your day?
It was good. It was off and on. It's been spurts of like insanity and long periods of like downtime.
Yeah, that makes the day just drag though. Like, I hate the downtime. I like it, but I don't like it. Like, I like it not being so chaotic, but I at least want it to be busy enough that the day goes by fast.
Yeah, exactly.
So, yeah, no bueno.
Like, when it's fucking all fucking shit hits the fan, it's like,
yeah,
God, give me a break. And then when it's, like, so dead, there's, like, not even a call or a ticket coming in. I'm just like, I'm at. Luckily, I got the big-ass TV above my setup that I can sit there and watch TV in between calls. Or
I don't know why I've never thought of that before, but I get tunnel vision. Like, I get too zoned in. So even, like, white noise in the background, I don't even want that. So
yeah. Man, I have all kinds of stuff. Like, my TV's, like, right there, so I can still see.
Yeah.
I mean, if my phone rings, I got the headset on so I can pause what I'm watching, or I can see a notification pop up of a new email coming in that's probably a ticket. Oh, I mean.
Yeah. Well, by the time this episode airs for us, I will probably have started my new position. And yeah, you know, I didn't want to go back to glass. I am going back to a glass company, for those of you that don't know, auto glass company. I did not want to go back to glass, full disclosure. I was super bitter after I left my last glass company, and bitter from the glass company before that. But I'm going back. My one thing is, and I said this to you, you know, it's going to be whatever I make it. It's going to be whatever I choose for it to be. So I'm excited. I am one of the best at what I do. I can say that with my whole damn chest. I am absolutely one of the best at what I do. And so, yeah, I'm excited. I'm not so much excited about this whole dress code situation, but we'll get through that.
There's a dress code.
Yeah, there is at every glass company or most companies. There's a dress code, but I typically can, you know, be okay. But this one sounds a little more formal, so I at least gotta go through the motions and see what it's gonna look like. Yeah. But
I mean, I can see like a branded shirt or something. But
yeah. It's a branded shirt, slacks, that kind of thing. So business casual, business professional. I mean, I have all of that stuff already. So yeah, I'm excited. Pay is fantastic. I got 3 weeks of vacation instead of just two. I was like, yep, I'll take it. So yeah, I'm excited. And it's a, you know, I have a bonus program that goes along with it and everything like that. So you know, for me, it's getting back into that sense of normalcy and back into my routine because, listen, full disclosure, these last few weeks have been a struggle for me mentally, not working. So it will definitely be good to get back in the swing of things and feel like I'm contributing again. And of course, Jason is always like, don't worry about it. We're going to be fine, you know, blah, blah, blah. But me and myself, I'm not okay with not having a paycheck. So, yeah, I live a very specific lifestyle, so I expect to be able to continue to do those things.
Right.
So now I'll be able to.
That's awesome. I'm happy for you that you
thanks, Ray.
Found another career or job.
Yeah, job. Yeah.
Yeah.
Me too. I'm excited about the possibilities. I'm excited about the opportunity that will present or the opportunities that will present themselves in order for me to advance in the company if I wanted to, or if I don't want to and stay right where I'm at, I'm okay with that too. So we'll see. We'll see how it goes. But yeah. So that's exciting.
Right.
And I told him about my trips to Vegas that we have planned. I have one in October and one in November, and they were totally fine with that. So I can't ask for much more than that. So
that's awesome.
Yeah. Exciting.
Vegas will be fun.
Vegas will be fun. That one is November. I keep getting the months of what I'm doing for each trip. Like keep getting them. Yeah, we are going, you and I, the Prove It community is going in November. And we have an event there at the Palms called Spark. I've heard different things around it, like guest speakers, that kind of thing. So like a typical Prove It event for us. So, and it'll be the first one that we've had in person in a hot minute. Hot minute. So I think that's going to be huge. Huge, huge, yep. Huge.
There was one earlier this year, but you and I didn't attend it. So,
Dallas. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. I wanted to go to Dallas, but that was in conjunction with Herbalife. And just from what I've heard, I don't feel like we missed that much. So, I'm more excited to go to this one in November with it being Prove It and all of us being there and in the same room together. And I mean, you know how events go. If nothing else, listen, I just want to go and dance.
Right. We seriously need to find your squishy ball.
I know. I keep clicking everything. And I don't, here, let me try this. No, that's not going to do it. I don't know where it is either. Let me see if I can sit on my hands.
Damn it, Gina.
Right? I'm going to ask Jaden where it went. Jaden probably stole it for school, let's be honest.
Right.
I don't see it anywhere. A day. Anyway.
Tabitha's missing her squishy ball.
Listen, if you know me in real life, my hands don't ever stop moving. When I'm talking, when I'm anything, I talk with my hands. My hands are just an extension of my personality. Aaron, keep your facial expressions to yourself. You better be glad I was sitting on my hands that time.
I'm just agreeing with you. You said it.
I don't need any comments from the peanut gallery, sir.
You know.
But yes, so what else? My hands are an extension. Go ahead.
What else has been new?
Honestly, like the last couple weeks have just been a struggle for me. You know that, but you don't know the extent of it. I kind of isolated because I didn't want to bleed on everybody else. Just a struggle in general. I'm going to bed at 3-4 o'clock in the morning. Not waking up till God knows what time. You know, just that mental game that I play with myself. And it's not about, well, it is. That's not true. Some of it is about, like, not working out the way that I'm supposed to. Not eating the way that I'm supposed to. More than anything, probably being dehydrated. Because I'm not drinking water like I should be. But all of it stems from the place that I go when I just feel like I have no purpose, which is why I brought up the topic to you of finding your purpose. And, you know, I feel like I still am struggling with that a little bit, but obviously now I'm going back to work, so hopefully it won't be so bad. But yeah, just a struggle. Just
so let's,
is that better?
Let's,
this is quiet. Let's, look.
Yeah.
Yay. Let's unpack it, Aaron. Let's do it. Let's unpack it. It's just a struggle for me. I've never not worked. I did when my kids were not little, but that was my job. You know what I mean? Like to take care of my kids. And for someone like me that went from active duty to working, and then even when I stayed at home with my kids, I struggled with it. You know, like I am not someone that can be left alone with the demons. I'm not. So, because then it becomes I should have done this. I could have done this, you know? So, and I carry a lot of guilt, a lot of shame around it, a lot of guilt.
But you know, that job doesn't define you. I mean, I think you've read enough and know enough knowledge to choose to apply that so you don't go there in situations like this.
True. That's true. And that, because of that, I was able to not go down deep dark as far as I typically would. So there's improvement for sure. But is it gone? Is it something that I'll never struggle with again? No. I will always strive for better. I will always be someone that is goal and career oriented, I think. And this is, it's not that I'm finding this out about myself. I kind of knew this already. But going through this last bout of not working, like it became very apparent. I am someone that is very much career and goal oriented. I am very, very money driven. That's not a secret. Not being able, and don't get me wrong, Jason and I are not in a position where we're hurting, but I also don't feel like I should just be able to go and buy the things that I want when I'm not bringing any income into this house. And that's probably a mom, wife, guilt, something or other, but I just didn't. Look at my lashes. I look like a naked mole rat. Like, I haven't had my lashes done. I haven't got my nails done. I haven't had a pedicure, like, and these are things that you know that I do religiously. Like, these are things that I do for me, and I haven't done it because I didn't feel like I was, who am I to go and spend that money and take that money away from our family when I'm not bringing anything into the house to contribute to it? So, and I don't have the excuse of, you know, I'm a stay-at-home mom and my kids are, I'm taking care of my kids. My kids are self-sufficient. My kids have been taking care of themselves for a long time now. So, you know, it was just a lot of guilt and a lot of questioning, like, where am I supposed to be? What am I supposed to be doing? I know what my heart wants to do, but I don't know how to take the steps to get there to make it happen. And I can't just wait for it to happen and hope that it's going to happen when I have a mortgage to pay. So, yeah. And the isolation is literally just so I don't bleed on everybody else. I don't want to rain on anybody else's parade. Not when the people around me are making leaps and strides and doing really well. I don't want to be the one that's like bringing the negative energy and sucking the life out of people. So I just choose to deal with it by myself. So.
Understandable.
There, it's unpacked. You happy now? Damn it.
I mean, I know it's tough in those situations, but I know that you know enough to, and like you said, you didn't go as far down the rabbit hole this time as you have in the past. But I kind of think it comes down to self-worth, maybe. I don't know, like.
Yeah, it could. I don't dispute that. And yeah, I've read enough and I've listened to God knows everything and read enough, but sometimes, especially for me, in that moment and when I'm going through it, none of that comes to the surface. None of that, I don't remember any, or I'm not thinking about that at that time. You know what I mean? And yes, I should, what I wasn't doing was, you know, taking the 5 minutes, 5, 10, 15 minutes in the morning to kind of get my mind right and setting the intentions for the day. And, you know, the stuff that I know that works for me, I wasn't doing that. I didn't do it today.
I guess that's what I'm kind of getting at is that, like, you know enough.
Yeah.
And it's maybe a conscious, unconscious choice not to use those tools to stay out of that.
Yeah, I needed to punish myself for a little bit.
You don't need to punish yourself.
Mm-hmm. No, you're right. I don't, but I was. And
yeah, you were.
I recognize that. I knew when the running started becoming a thing. And after that conversation we had about it where I was like, I feel like I need to punish myself a little bit. That kind of sparked something. And I kind of went down that of, okay, why do you feel that way? Like, and it is, it's just, that relates back to trauma that happened 100 years ago. Well, I'm not 100. I'm 45. If anybody wants to know, I'm not 100. But like,
yeah, for sure.
There is a level of self-worth, lack of self-worth, because the constant question is, how in the fuck did I end up here again? The question is, how in the fuck could I have been so stupid to let myself get back in this position again?
I meant you're, and so I break a little anonymity here, but you didn't know ahead that your employer or your boss was going to ask you to do some illegal shit. So
no,
I meant you made the best choice for yourself.
Yep.
To walk away from that, which is the right thing.
Yeah. No, absolutely. I 100% agree on that. I don't regret walking away. I don't, I absolutely think if it hadn't been that, it would have been something because that just is not where I was supposed to be. Like, let's be for real. Like, if I'm going to manage property, it's going to be my own. Like, I just was not supposed to be there. So there were too many signs and too many things that were happening where, you know, God finally was like, okay, bitch, you don't want to listen. Let me show you. So if it hadn't been that, it would have been something else. I'm completely aware of that. But I think the problem is I knew that ahead of time. I knew that before I took the job. And because I was so concerned about our finances, I knew I had to have a paycheck. So what was happening is I was just jumping into what came available. Yep, I'll do it. And that's with the puppy store, the property. Like, yep, I'll do it. I can do it. I can do it. And it became this, and I get it, it's only two places, but I've never had a gap in my resume like this.
Yeah.
Like, it's wild. And I've never quit jobs like that either. So it became this, that's, I think, where the punishment stems from is, like, I knew that going into it, that it probably was not the right fit. But I also knew that I needed a paycheck. And so, yeah, I don't know. It was a demon for sure. For sure. And it always has been. I don't deny that at all. I think I'm definitely better with the balance of it. But I know that being at home, and if I was at home by myself, that's when it was really bad. If I was at home and Jason's here or Jaden or someone else, like, I'm totally fine. But if I'm at home alone by myself, you saw the fucking white floaty thing. Who even knows what that was when we first got on? Freaking demon trying to attack me right there. So that's not funny. You did. My heart. My God, that could have been Annabelle for all we know.
Because I didn't see it. I just saw you look.
Okay, y'all, when we first got on, before Aaron hit record, we were talking like this. This corner over here, I see this white orb come floating through the corner of the screen. I turn real slow and look, and there's nothing there. Nothing. And then I say to Aaron, did you see that? And Aaron's like, no, I didn't see that. No, a ghost just tried to steal me. That's what happened. No.
This was right after her saying she needs glasses.
I can't see little letters. I can see color. Oh my God.
Right.
But yeah, so now going back to work and getting my routine back, and idle minds are not good for me. I need to, and not being purpose driven, regardless of what the purpose is. If I don't have a purpose, I struggle. So, yeah, that's
so not like an option anymore. I guess next time when you're in that position, come up with a purpose, like,
yeah, look for a job, I did that.
And stay in that routine you do when you do have a job and you're feeling on top of the world.
Mm-hmm. It all sounds great. Like, I agree 100%. All the self-development and all of the things that we've read and learned and been through and all of that, I know. Like, I genuinely know that. I genuinely internalize it. But for me, when I'm in it, that's when I need to be able to recall it. And I, listen, it's nowhere to be found. It's nowhere to be found. And I'm not blaming that on anything but myself. You know what I mean? There's nobody in this world that can beat me up better than myself. And that's just,
we all can. We all can.
And in that moment, if I'm already in that moment, and let's say hypothetically, I do recall the things that make me feel better. If I'm already in that moment, by that time, if I remember the things that help me feel better, I'm like, fuck it. By that point, I'm pissed off at myself. And now that's when the punishment starts. And trust me, there's nobody on this planet that can punish me better than I can. So that's, yeah. I haven't ran because of it. Because I don't know if it's the really, truly the joy of me running. Or if it is some sick punishment. Not sick, like, you know, but like sick punishment that I'm trying to put on myself.
I could say it's sick punishment because I don't enjoy running. You have to be sick to enjoy running.
Well, what's funny is, like, I was reading this article about these two brothers that do endurance races, and they were talking about how they got into it because of trauma that they experienced earlier in their life. And the reason they chose endurance, because listen, a lot of like ultra marathons, that type of shit is now coming up on my feed because of the running, right? And they were talking about the reason that they do it is because or the reason that people that have been through trauma gravitate towards endurance running and sports and stuff like that is because you can throw anything you want to at me, and I promise you I won't break. Like, and I thought to myself, damn, like that's, in my mind, that's the shit that I'm telling myself as I'm running. Like, that's the shit that I talk to myself in my brain to keep going. Like, I'll die before I quit. You'll have to kill me before I quit. So, yeah. So I just have not ran, just to be on the safe side. That and my sleep schedule is all fucked up, and yeah, my diet is crap right now. I'm super dehydrated. I'm out of lemon Mitoplex. It's bullshit. So yeah, but we're on the mend. We're on the mend. You know, it's a little bit better every day. It's a little bit better every time I go through it. I'll say that. I'm not saying that I won't ever go through it again, but I think I can handle it better than I did the time before I went through it. So, yeah.
Progress.
Hey, I'll take it. Right. I'm not trying to burn down buildings and divorce marriages and scream at people. So, you know, progress. Because that is typically where it goes.
See, and I think that's probably why I don't stop. Like, even though we completed 75 hard,
yeah,
99% of the time I still do everything from 75 hard. Like, I don't enjoy getting up at 4 o'clock in the morning and go walk. Mm-hmm. But I have this fear back there that if I stop doing this daily routine stuff, that I'll use that as an excuse to slide back.
Yeah, I get that. I get it 100%. I get it 100%.
I'm at the gym part of it. I love it. Right. You know, going and lifting weights, but
right.
You know, reading, like, we know how much I despise reading, but.
No, you don't. You love it.
I do it Monday through Friday, and I take Friday, Saturday, and Sunday off on reading. Mm-hmm. But, you know, I'll still walk Friday, Saturday, or Monday through Sunday, gyms every day.
Yeah. And I know I'm carrying it, not only mentally, but I'm carrying it physically because, like, my body legitimately hurts. And I'm not, dude, I went through 75 hard, and my body should not hurt this way. But my body, like, genuinely is carrying it because it, like, my legs especially and my back right in between my shoulder blades is, like, I'm talking about 4 to 8 Tylenol a day. I'm carrying it physically now, the stress of it.
And so, I think it's stress and, you know, eating, because, you know, my diet hasn't been the best. Mm-hmm. You know, since I've stop doing 75 hard, I've incorporated a lot of carbs into my diet, and maybe not some of the best carbs, but I feel it in my body.
Yeah.
And, yeah. You know,
I didn't realize how much of a difference I was gonna feel. Does that make sense? Like, eating the way that we were on 75 hard, even if we had carbs in there, I don't think it's so much carbs, like, because I don't eat bad carbs that I can think of right off the top of my head. Rice, sweet potatoes, maybe tortillas. Maybe tortillas and croissants, those two. But, like, other than that, it's, like, complex carbs. So, you know, you need those. Your body needs those. But, like, the sugar for me, dude, it's killing me. Like, I for sure know that. Like, I for sure know that eating the sugar that I have and, like, not drinking water, whether it's with or without ketones, sometimes not even drinking my ketones. Like, we're right back to where we were. I can't even say before 75 hard, because before 75 hard, I was doing better than I'm doing right now. I'm back to where I was before last October. So not mentally. Mentally, I don't think I'm there, but physically I'm there for sure. And it, like, I did not realize how much of a physical toll it took on my body until, for some reason, my mental being clearer than my physical at this point, because my body legit hurts. Like, there's days where I'm like, how in the hell am I supposed to get through 75 hard if I feel like this right now? So
I think it's time.
Since we're being honest, since we're unpacking it all and we're really talking about it.
Sounds like it's time
to talk about it, but
sounds like it's time to get back into some kind of a routine.
That's what I just said. It is. I have to. Number one, I don't want to hurt, physically hurt the way that I hurt right now. And I want to be able to sleep like a normal freaking person. Good God. So, yeah. It's, and I know so much of it is the stories that we tell ourselves. Like, I know that. I know that. But then when I'm sitting in it and I'm staring at it in the face, it's that, okay, I know this is a story I'm telling myself, but then I try and look at it logically and I'm like, but these are the facts. You are unemployed. You are not contributing to this household. Like, you're not doing the things that you know make you feel better. Like, it's just, I mean, listen, to try and find something positive in all of that during that, I'm like, I'll wait. Like, so yeah, I have to get back in it. And I don't want to say remember why I'm doing it, because I know why I'm doing it. I've never lost sight of that. But it's the, I can't let myself keep getting in the way, because it is self. It's not anything else but self. So
what is your purpose then?
Good question. I would like to know. Me too. So would I. So would I. I know. And when I think of purpose, like, instantly I'm thinking, okay, well, I'm not doing the job that I should be doing. It always goes to job. It always goes to career when I think of purpose.
Get rid of that.
I don't know how to, though. Like, that's the thing. Like, I know I want to be on a stage speaking to people and spreading love and rainbows to people, rainbows and butterflies. Like, I know that. But then I'm like, well, how in the hell am I going to pay my mortgage doing that? You know what I mean? Like, it always goes back to, I have to have a job. And if I don't, I don't know who I am without it. That's where it goes. So,
guess your task for today is to find out who you are.
In a day? Okay.
No, not a day.
Oh, I was gonna.
Yeah, because, yeah, I know people need money, but that stuff is irrelevant. Like, I know, like, I don't know. I don't know how to put it in the right words.
Like, what is your purpose? Because when you, and I asked you that the other night and you were like, I don't really know if I have anything to talk about with that, I literally was going to respond back and be like, okay, so then what is your purpose? Because not in a smart ass way, but yeah. So I know what direction I, how did you get there? Like, what am I don't know. That's a hard question for me. That really is a hard question for me. The other thing I think in when I think, what is my purpose? I instantly go to, I want to retire Jason. But that, what does that have to do with me? You know what I mean? Like, I don't know.
My purpose is to be happy foremost, to, like, regardless of what's going on, mm-hmm. I just want happiness. Yes, money helps, but that's.
But is that a purpose though? Because when I think of purpose, I think of, what is it in me that I want to give to other people? Or to the world.
Yeah.
That's, well, what I think of purpose.
Yeah. So the second part to that is to spread happiness and joy, or like instill in other people their value, their worth.
Let's check GPT purpose. Because maybe I'm not, like, maybe my definition of it is not.
Yeah, maybe mine is, but I think, like, you can't truly love yourself or love other people unless you love yourself. So you can't like truly be happy, or you can't spread happiness and joy if you don't have that yourself. So, I mean, that's the way that I look at it.
What is a person's purpose is what I asked. Okay. Short and sweet, chat G. Summarize. Okay. It says a person's purpose is shaped by individual values, experiences, and aspirations, encompassing aspects such as personal fulfillment, impact on others, growth and learning, connection with others, and creating a legacy. It's a personal journey that can evolve over time. So again, I take that as, what am I giving the world? What am I putting out into the world?
That's part of it, but it also said all the stuff about yourself.
Individuals' values, experiences, and aspirations, encompassing aspects such as personal fulfillment, impact on others, growth and learning.
Fulfillment could be happiness.
Yeah, and creating a legacy.
And that goes back to, you can't give it if you don't have it. So like, so it falls right into what I was saying to me.
Oh my God. Okay. That could go on forever. That thing right there. Yeah. I mean, I don't disagree with you. I don't disagree. And maybe that's where the root of the problem is that I'm not clear on what the definition of purpose is for me. Like, I don't know. And I'm not saying I don't know because I don't want to talk about it. I genuinely don't know.
Yeah.
Like, I know, I mean, I want.
I think you're about rainbows and butterflies, but you have to believe that for yourself before you can truly spread that.
Yeah, no, that's that. And to be 100% honest, I don't know that that will ever happen.
I mean, it can. Just don't say it'll never happen.
Which is a scary, scary thought, because that's truly what I want to leave in the world. But, you know, so I don't know. It's definitely.
So why do you feel that you can never have that for yourself? I mean, I know it stems from like childhood and that stuff.
I think because of like experiences like this.
Yeah.
Like in my mind, I can't get away from my expectations for myself are just too high and so high that if I don't live up to those, the disappointment is just, it's always about living up to my own expectations. Other people's, I don't really care so much about theirs, but my own, like for myself. And I can fully admit 100% some of them are unrealistic, but are they? Like, that's the other side of it. Are they unrealistic, or are you just copping out on it?
Like, ask ChatGPT.
You know what I mean? No, fuck ChatGPT. I'm not asking them shit again. Just kidding.
I was just watching, I think it was a news story on TikTok about parents are suing ChatGPT. Because their kid basically murked himself.
Because of like ChatGPT.
That's what they're claiming. Basically that he started asking questions about how to do certain things, and ChatGPT was directing him to call the crisis hotline like many times, but then eventually it started like, he was asking specific ways to do it, and ChatGPT was giving him the answers. And so he ended up, I think, hanging himself.
Oh my God.
And so his parents were suing.
Awful. Yeah. That's, my heart breaks.
Yeah, it's sad.
That's terrible.
But it's like, it's a computer. It's not like gonna, I mean, I think there was a.
That's sad. These kids go through more nowadays. And are privy to more nowadays than any of us ever had access to. And people are like, oh, Tabitha, why are you always in Jaden's business? First of all, Jaden is 17. Jaden don't have business. Because Jaden lives in this house. Therefore, it is my business. The hell? When Jaden gets a job, Jaden can have some business. Not even that. I need to know. I'm not that mom. Mm-mm. That's sad. That's sad. My heart breaks for them. Yeah, I don't know. So I default to what I know has worked in the past. And I isolate and...
Has it worked, though?
Yeah, I didn't bleed on you. Did I? No.
But that's...
Did it work for me personally? No. But does it keep me from bleeding on everybody else? Yes. 100%.
Well, isolating yourself does, yes.
Yeah, that's what I was talking about.
But that's not the answer.
But I also know that it's temporary. Like, I know I'm not going to stay stuck here. I know that. And I think, you know, was part of it, like, I needed to, I don't know. There has been many, many thoughts that have crossed through here. And, you know, it's, I don't know. I want to be proud of myself. I want my kids to be proud of me. I want my husband to be proud of me. And if you ask them, they will say that they are.
Yeah. So you need to be proud of yourself.
Yeah, but if you ask me right now, I'm not. And I thought that after 75 hard, that would go away a little bit. Like I thought it would be, but it, so.
Yeah. I mean, it's tough. I mean, I think if you stayed, if you made the conscious effort to apply those things you learned, I mean, you are doing better from where you started. That's for sure.
Mm-hmm.
But the ultimate goal is to not go back there.
Yeah, but the other ultimate goal is not to have to live 75 hard every day. I have zero interest in living 75 hard every day. Like, that's the other ultimate goal for me, is to just be able to live and not have this punishment cycle going through my head if I don't do something that day. So that's the other side of it. But
I can see that.
Yeah. Yeah. I'll get through it. I always do. And I will, you know, do the things, get back on track and do the things again and be fine. And I don't know that it won't ever. I don't know. I can't tell you whether it will happen again or not. I'm sure that it will if I had to bet money on it. But so I think I want people to understand, too, because I think, and this is just me, my thoughts. Nobody has told me this. This is not anybody saying this. This is just my own. And it could be a complete story I'm telling myself too. I think people, especially for you and I think there are a lot of people in our community that think that we have it together all the time. And that is a lot of pressure to carry for me. Anyway, I don't know about for you. It's a lot of pressure. And I think the reason I can talk about it so openly and so candidly is so that people understand that, dude, we struggle too. Like, I struggle for damn sure. And it's not as much as I want it to be. It's not always rainbows and butterflies. But on the other side of it, like, I don't condone anybody isolating. Just so we're all clear on that. I don't condone that for anyone else. That's, you listen, that's a personal choice. Like your pre-workout, that's a personal choice. But for me, I've bled on a lot of people in the past because of my own trauma. And I don't want to do that anymore. So I make a conscious effort to not bleed on other people. So that's where that stems from. But like I was saying, we struggle too. And I for sure struggle. And I don't have it all together all the time the way that everybody, I think, thinks that it is sometimes. And yeah, this is as real as it gets. Like, no, I'm not crying and I'm not all emotional and all those things. I think I'm back in the place where I've just turned that off again. And I don't know why. I don't know if it has to do with all of this. I don't know.
So what gives you the impression that people think that we have it all together?
You know, I think when I think about leaders, if I have an issue, it is something that I want help from someone, I assume like I would go to the leader You know, and you and I are very much leaders in our community, and we have been for a long time. Even when we stepped away for a little while, like, we saw kind of where things went and, you know, blah, 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 whatever. But I think people gravitate towards leaders. I know I do. So that's kind of why I have that thought process. So, no, like I said, nobody has directly said that to me. Nobody has messaged me anything crazy or nothing like that. But just kind of my own. That's how I would look at it if it were someone else. So, but yeah.
I mean, I definitely don't have it all together. I struggle sometimes still, but I think everybody does, no matter where they are.
Yeah.
Multimillionaires struggle.
And that's the thing, right? Like, I think it needs to be not necessarily normalized, because I don't want everybody to think that, oh, yes, it's normal. But what I'm saying is I don't want everybody to use that as an excuse, if that makes sense. Just do the best you can every day. And sometimes, like today, for me, the best I could do was get out of the bed and put some clothes on and come down and record this podcast. So that makes me emotional. But sometimes if that is the best that you have, that's enough. And I say that not only to y'all, but to myself. Sometimes that has to be enough. And that's okay. So I know, me either. damn it, Aaron. I know it's temporary. I know, dude, a spider tried to get in the shower with me the other day. Like, not a tiny one either.
I just saw this black thing going down the wall. I was like,
burn the house down. But yeah, I know it's temporary. I know I'll be fine. I know that, you know, I'll come out of it, and yeah,
you will
pick the pieces up one more time and keep on moving. Like, right. That's all I can do. So,
yeah.
Yeah. So it would be good for me to get back to work and back in a routine and, you know, focus my energy on positive and things instead of picking apart the shoulda, coulda, wouldas in my life. Listen, this will be my new squishy ball. It's working out pretty good, actually.
Yeah. Those are good. So,
but yeah. What about you, friend? Let's unpack yours.
Unpack what?
I don't know. You said, well, let's unpack that a little bit. Okay, good. Let's unpack it.
Yeah. Let's not.
See? You see how that works, y'all? You see how that works right there?
There's nothing to unpack. I'm doing great.
You are. You are doing great. I am very proud of you. I am very proud of you. You are. Consistency is 100% on par. I'm super proud of you for that. So, you're doing amazing as far as that goes. Okay. I'll get there. Eventually. Say a prayer.
Right.
But yeah. That's all I got, friend. That's where I'm at right now. But, you know, never doubt. I'll be back and I'll be fine. And yeah.
I have no doubt.
Thanks.
Love you, my friend.
Love you.
Appreciate.
Adios, you guys.
Peace out. Please like and subscribe and share. And don't be afraid to reach out to us with feedback and topic ideas. We are here to offer hope to everyone, and we cannot do it without you. Until next time, I'm Aaron.
I'm Tab.
And this is the friendship we can see. This is who we are, and this is what we do. Have a good night. Peace.
Good night.